Social and emotional learning is gaining popularity among educators, and a new survey finds most First State teachers are eager to adopt the practice. Robin Houghton is an English teacher at Mount Pleasant High School who helped conduct the survey for the Rodel Foundation of Delaware. She says social and emotional learning approaches teaching in a holistic fashion. Educators don't just give kids knowledge, they give them the skills to manage complex emotions and maintain constructive relationships.
So when we talk to kids about what kind of learner are you, or we talk to kids about how to de-escalate something when you get into an argument in class with someone versus ramping it up, that all plays into that realm.
The survey finds 9 out of 10 teachers in the First State want to emphasize social and emotional learning in the classroom, and they want training as well. Some elementary schools are already using this type of learning on an individual basis, but Houghton says teachers want the state to craft a system-wide plan for implementing social and emotional learning in grades K through 12. According to the survey, most teachers also think increased use of this type of learning will improve students' overall behavior and academic success. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.